An Australian nun who has worked for decades in the Philippines found herself arrested by immigration authorities there this week and told, she says, that she's an undesirable alien. Sister Patricia Fox has been accused of engaging in illegal political activities and was taken to an immigration detention facility in Manila. She has since been allowed back home, and our Southeast Asia correspondent Adam Harvey has been catching up with her. He and I spoke a short time ago. Adam, just tell us who Sister Patricia Fox is.
Well, she's a 71-year-old missionary based in Manila, in the very tough part of Manila called Quezon City. She's the Mother Superior of an order called Our Lady of Sion. And she's been, I suppose, an advocate of the poor, political prisoners, people like that. A quiet advocate, though. She certainly hasn't been leading the charge from the front of protests or anything like that.
And how long has she been in the Philippines?
She's been there for 27 years, so she got there in about 1990, and until now she hasn't had any problems, but I was just talking to her. She's back at her home in Quezon City, and she's described these extraordinary events over the last couple of days when she's ended up being detained by immigration authorities, apparently for drawing attention to some of the policies of the Duterte regime.
So I was about to go out to an office, and all of a sudden six CIR agents arrived in the house and said they had a mission order, that I had to go with them to the Bureau of Immigration. Turned out the mission order was an arrest order for immediate deportation. Fortunately, I didn't have my passport with me, so I was able to mobilise like lawyers and etc. I stayed in immigration, and then I just waited for the lawyers to come.
And did they say why you were being deported?
When I, after a long time there, one of the ones, the arresting officer, came up to me and said, "You've been joining rallies." And I said, "Is that a problem?" He said, "Because you've been attending political rallies, you're an undesirable alien." I said, "I haven't been attending political rallies." Now, I had attended a fact-finding, international fact-finding mission there, where we followed up on reports of the effects of martial law, like killings, displacements, etc. They showed me two photos, one of which was myself visiting political prisoners with a group, and the other one, I think it was workers from Coca-Cola had been put off after 8 years, so that was all they showed me.
Do you think that the proceedings against you will continue?
At this stage of the piece, the prosecutor has recommended that I be released. They've held my passport pending further investigation. The intelligence has 5 days to offer substantial proof. If they can produce more evidence, then we have 10 days to answer the evidence, and then there'd be hearings.
Sister Patricia Fox speaking with our correspondent Adam Harvey. Adam, what are the Filipino authorities saying about her detention?
After a lot of significant figures in the Catholic Church in Manila came out saying this is outrageous, that you target somebody because of they've attended rallies and events and who's gone and visited political prisoners, the Duterte government has come out and said, look, we do not target people because of what they do for deportation. This is just a standard procedure. We're looking at her visa and make sure she's abiding by her visa regulations. So they've said that there's no deportation policy against critics of the regime that's being enforced.
So does that sound plausible to you?
No, it sounds completely implausible. I think it's clear that the Duterte administration doesn't like criticism. Often the attacks on critics of the regime don't come directly from the authorities. The supporters, I've done a number of stories about supporters of the Duterte government targeting newspapers, critics, bloggers by enormous campaigns of intimidation and harassment. I think there is every chance that Sister Patricia has been targeted because she is a critic of things that are happening in the Philippines under the Duterte administration.
Southeast Asia correspondent Adam Harvey.